When something like the coronavirus hits this world like it currently is, we hear sometimes people say, this is God's judgment and wrath against a specific country, or maybe this whole world's sin in general. When I hear those comments being made, it reminds me of a conversation Jesus once had with his disciples. As they were walking along, they saw this man blind from birth. And so they asked Jesus, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? In other words, Jesus, what did this guy or what did his parents do that was so evil that God would keep him from seeing? How did Jesus respond? Well, in John chapter 9, verse 3, Jesus said, neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. Neither this man or his parents did something specific that caused the blindness. This man's blindness, it was just the result of living in a fallen world. Much like the fact that because you and I have original sin, that sin passed on to us from our parents, means one day, whether we like it or not, we're gonna die. See, there isn't a single person that has the right to say that the coronavirus or any other tragedy going on in the world is God's specific judgment against a country or just the world in general. And the reason for that is because of this. Over 2,000 years ago, God showed us his judgment on this world. When Jesus came into this world and suffered, when he was bloodied and beaten, when he hung on a cross, when God the Father turned his back on his only son, that was his statement of judgment and wrath on this world's sin. And as a result, God's judgment for the believer is that by Christ's life and death, you and I can be comforted to know that we have our sins forgiven and eternal life already in his name. So don't listen to those statements that are going around out there that the coronavirus or other things are God's wrath and judgment against this world's sin right now. No one has the right to try to guess the mind of God. Rather, listen to your Savior's words here in John chapter 9 and know that Jesus will use whatever is going on around us no differently than he used this man's blindness. It's an opportunity to point us to Jesus' life and death on the cross again and again so that we may have his works of mercy and love and compassion revealed to us. Let us pray. Almighty God, give us grace to trust you during this time of illness and distress. In mercy, put an end to the pandemic that afflicts us. Grant relief to all who suffer and comfort all who mourn. Sustain all medical personnel in their work and cause your people to serve you in love. In Jesus' name, amen.